Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of the lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. As you know, we are currently in the Ayyam Fatimiyya, and these are the days in which we mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, because as you know, these days fall between two very significant days. According to some traditions, one of those days is the day in which that noble lady departed from this world when she martyred and her demise occurred. And here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very grave and very solemn and very sad day. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, surely Hassan and Hussein are, alayhi salam, are the two grandsons of this nation. And those two are like the two eyes of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I am like the hand of the body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, in respect to and in relation to the Holy Prophet, is like the heart with respect to the body. Right, so this is a very interesting hadith in which the Imam Ali alayhi salam, he compares Lady Fatima, her relation to the Prophet Muhammad, to the relation of the heart with the body. You know, just as the life of the body depends on the heart and its health, and you know its performing its function properly and soundly. In the same way, the life of the Prophet, you know, his vitality and these kind of things, it depends on it revolved around the holy lady and the noble lady, the Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, which alludes to her significance. And it could be also be, this could also be an allusion to the fact that of her central role in Islam, and her central role in Islam, because as you know, the heart, it is very central, it plays a very central function in the body. And similarly, it gives life to the body, and the whole body depends upon it. All of the other organs and limbs, they're working properly, depends on the heart. Similarly, all of these different aspects of Islam that we have in Islam, and all of the different other parts of Islam, all of them, in order for them to function properly, right, it's necessary for it, they revolve around, you know, her person, I mean, her teachings and, you know, her dispositions and her characteristics. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at the virtues of the lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد